48. Pav decanting. Jacques, July 2256, HIP 84051. Residences for 20,000 Pav? Check. Big honkin' fence to keep out the native wildlife? Check. Farms with Pav crops already starting to grow? Check. Pav farm animals taking first steps on wobbly new legs. Check. Okay, this wasn't half bad. We'd gone a little overboard with the residences, probably some displaced guilt in operation, but it looked like we were ready. Phineas and Ferb sat holding coffees, waiting for me to open the conversation. For some reason, I found myself reluctant. Up to this point, we'd been able to avoid really dealing with the whole Pav thing. Analyzing their biology was fun and interesting, and building a colony site was just the adult version of Lego. But now we'd be waking up the last 20,000 members of an all but extinct species. And, of course, dealing with their questions, accusations, and our feelings of guilt over the whole Delta Pavonis thing. I sighed and put my coffee down on the side table. Okay, guys, enough procrastination. I gestured to Phineas. You first. Phineas gave me a crooked grin, acknowledging the awkwardness. We've got everything ready. The site is ready, crops are growing, animals are doing what animals do. We've got drones doing most of the maintenance labor, but we'll either have to step in with androids or start waking Pav pretty soon. Right. This colony isn't going to run itself. I looked at Ferb. We'll be offloading your colonists first. Any issues? Ferb shook his head in reply. No. I'm completely ready. More than. I want to get heading for Sol as soon as possible. Maybe we can get a load of humans out of there before the others show up. Assuming they do. Ferb rolled his eyes. Geez, Phineas, grow a brain. Phineas shrugged without further comment. Anyway, I said, trying to forestall what had become an ongoing argument. You'll be able to unload all your colonists. 3 days, right? Ferb nodded. Yeah, we'll take our time so we don't have too many awake but helpless Pav sitting around at any time. After the first load, the Pav can explain the situation to each new batch. Ugh. I dropped my head into my hand and massaged my forehead for a few moments. I'm not looking forward to that either. Even with Hasjiar to help, it's going to be chaos. Even more than normal Pav chaos. We woke Hasjiar and the other 7 Pav that Bill and I had originally spoken to. They were calmer this time, possibly helped by the food we'd decanted for the occasion. The destruction of the meal complete, Hasjiar looked up in the general direction of the wall monitor.
What now?
Phineas, Ferb, and I exchanged glances. Well, here goes nothing. I replied through the wall monitor. I'm going to come in person to discuss next steps with you. I want you to be prepared. All 8 Pav went into alert posture, heads swiveling in all directions.
Is there danger?
Hasjiar asked. No. I just think it's time we met face to face. I gave the guys a lopsided grin. I just hope they're not still hungry. It took only moments to enter the android and go through startup checks. I undraped myself from the support rack and walked to the door. A short walk down the hallway, and I stood outside the room containing the revived Pavs. I took a deep breath, muttered, "Showtime," and signaled the door to open. As I entered the room, the Pav retreated en masse to the far corner. The tableau held for several seconds, a seeming human being at one end, and a pack of 6-foot-tall meerkats standing at alert at the other. I discussed it with Bill, and we decided that showing ourselves as alien would be better than trying to pass off a Pav form. Just the same, a certain amount of awkwardness seemed reasonable. I glanced at them, but avoided a steady stare, which could be interpreted as aggressive. Instead, I walked to the long table and sat down on the bench. Good day, I said to the group. I'm Jacques. Once again, I'm sorry to be meeting you in these circumstances. There was no movement for several seconds, then Hasjiar sidled over and sat on the other side of the table. After a brief silence, she gestured to me.
Why did you not show yourselves last time?
There was no reason for Hasjiar to know that I was not flesh and blood. Why complicate things? We didn't want to alarm or distract you unnecessarily. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision. She nodded, apparently satisfied. The other seven Pav began to tentatively move toward the table. I ignored them, hoping they would take it as encouragement.
What shall we discuss?
Hasjiar asked. I carefully avoided smiling. To the Pav, that would be a challenge. Your new home is ready for you. We have 20,000 of your people in stasis, and I'd like to discuss plans for awakening them. Hasjiar nodded again and visibly settled herself more comfortably on her seat. As a city councillor by profession, administrative considerations were her job, and the familiar ground seemed to reassure her.
Very well, Jock. What do we have to work with?
Hasjiar swept her gaze over the fields, where the first key crops, a sort of above-ground potato, were just beginning to ripen. We sat on the patio of Hasjiar's home, while three Pav soldiers fingered their weapons and eyed me suspiciously. I smiled to myself at their expressions and body language, careful not to let it reach the android's face. The Pav were constantly perplexed by our behavior, but seemed willing to put it down to our alienness. The military personnel, for instance, had been surprised and suspicious when we simply handed them their weapons after awakening them. They'd checked their ammo, and several had taken test shots. They still seemed to think it was some obscure, practical joke and were bracing for the punchline. Hasjiar turned to face me.
What of the others? Will they still be a threat to us?
We suspect that they are heading for our home right now. They were angry at our actions in your home system. We're preparing for them. But you're pretty far away from their home world now.
And still, you do not seek payment?
It's not how we work, Hasjiar.
You are Dojagril.
Critters with broken brains. I laughed, careful to use the Pav version of humor. Many of us would agree.
So why do you do this?
I shifted in my chair. A desire to help, partly, and, I think, feelings of guilt because we were there when the others arrived and we couldn't stop them.
The results would have been the same had you not shown up, would they not?
Hasjiar cocked her head at me in a very human-like expression. This was old ground. There seemed to be some concepts on which our species just couldn't seem to connect. I know, Hasjiar, our reactions don't always make complete sense, even to us. Hasjiar laughed.
On that, at least, we are very similar.
She motioned to the fields.
What now?
As I've said before, we'll be as present or as absent as you want. We'll keep you up to date on what happens with the others and help you if you want to go back to Pav. Or even just take a look. Hasjiar shuddered.
I suspect it will be many years before any of us can stomach that. I still have nightmares from the images. The day you first woke us.
I nodded, not saying anything.
Our people have settled in well. The residences are generous and well designed. The animals of this world have already learned not to bother us.
She eyed me speculatively.
Are there more surprises you may have for me?
No, Hasjiar. I shook my head before remembering that the Pav expression of negation was a side-to-side wag. I adjusted my movement, and Hasjiar laughed.
It is okay, Jacques. I am starting to learn your expressions as well.
I appreciate that, and no, I think we've got it all covered. You have good mineral deposits within easy distance. You'll be able to build up an industrial base within a few years. There's nothing on this planet big enough or mean enough to give you trouble. I chuckled. Unlike some of the other planets that we have colonized, you don't appear to have any flying nasties to worry about. Possibly they haven't evolved here yet.
That word again. I know you have explained it to our physicians. There is much argument.
Hasjiar sat silently for a few seconds.
You mean well, but your existence, and even your casual conversation, contains thoughts and ideas that perhaps we are not ready for.
After a moment, she stood up.
Perhaps our children will be better prepared. Thank you, Jock, for the information, and for everything you've done, I will convey this to the council, and we'll use the communicator if we need to talk more.
It was a dismissal. Well, it could have been a lot worse. At least they weren't shooting at us on sight. We exchanged the standard PAV head bob, and I stepped off the porch. The cargo drone settled to the ground in front of me, and I noticed the soldiers going into high alert. And why not? For a civilization in which a steam engine was the latest in high tech, floating spaceships would be beyond explanation or even description. They understood the reality now in principle, but still not right down in their non-existent boots. I climbed into the cargo bay, then turned to face the soldiers. As the doors started to close, I gave them the Vulcan salute.